At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's two kinds of people. Those that love karaoke and those that can't stand it. Tonight is our holiday party. We always have it after the new year here at the company.
It's very highbrow. There'll be bacon wrapped scallops, possibly some scrimps, open bar. Very good time.
Julie is very excited, as is Justin, because it is karaoke night. Turns out they love karaoke. I don't know if that's true. Do you guys love karaoke?
It depends how much amaretto I've had.
Really?
All right. Top three karaoke songs of all time. Ready for them?
Go.
I will survive. Yeah, everybody
no
sings
one's
along.
Ever been man, this karaoke man, song solo. There's always a big group of people who are up there.
Well, that's right. Yeah. It's one of those songs that people it demands crowd participation, right?
And if it's one person starting it, then all of a sudden people just start flocking to the stage.
Mm-hmm. Right. Second one. There's a reason why that one is very popular. And then there's this one.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
Will you do the bandango?
I never understood that one. That one I'm not a fan of.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo, Galileo.
It just feels good.
It does. I guess it does feel good, right?
Yeah.
I hate karaoke. I despise
right,
it.
Right.
I despise
but tonight
it.
Is not regular karaoke. It's karaoke with a live band.
Which is even worse because it's more people taking it way too seriously.
Nobody
that's
likes
what it
is. Anyway, Anna. Nobody likes it anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody's got a go-to karaoke song when you're put in that spot. For me, because I can't sing at all and I'm terrible, I go with a singer who's not that great. Because I figure if I'm going to destroy a song, it should be Whitney Houston.
Yeah, the greatest vocalist of all time.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, good.
Justin, this is the song you selected as your karaoke song.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yep, got to get a little rock and roll vibe in there.
Yeah, he's just hoping that everybody leaves the party.
There's
a good chance. Good chance they will.
This is what Justin, don't take this the wrong way.
Never do.
Okay. This is why I can't stand karaoke. Yeah. Because nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
And now I got to listen to you sing it.
Who wants to hear anything? Who wants to, what does anybody want to hear?
I'll tell you what they want to hear. They want to hear my go-to karaoke song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
There's nothing that's been more on brand.
It's when you start getting your handbag. Oh.
I'll tell you. You know, the thing is that there are no simple songs. There are only simple singers. So it's all about your performance and bringing the energy.
Do you have the handkerchief and wipe the sweat off while you're singing the song?
You know what? Say what you will about Meatloaf, but that dude was about closing. He was about closing escrow. Everything had to be that night, that time with Meatloaf.
Julie picked this as her karaoke song.
A girl starts walking. Guy starts talking. Sits down next to you and starts talking.
I'm ready.
Says she wanna dance
cause she likes the groove.
So come on, fat soul.
So bust a move. I'm here for that.
I mean, here's the thing. That song is older than her.
I don't even know who it's by.
Well, that's not important anyways. Young MC. But still, right. So, I mean, I hope that they have that song. Are you going to do that song?
If they can do it. I will make it happen.
Okay. I like that.
I'm eyeing Chapel Roan's Hot to Go. Because I feel like that one will bring a
can
party.
Can you do it? Can you spell it that fast?
HOTTOGO. I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do it well.
It's another one where I think you'll get some participation on that one.
What is your karaoke song? I told you, though, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit there silently with my vodka tonic in my hand. Tonight is our holiday party. We always have it after the new year at the company. And it's karaoke this year. They have a live band. And I just think people are going to take this way too seriously.
Here's the thing. Our boss is fired up about it. He always has this creative control over the party. And he wants to make it different every year. He's very, very excited about this. I can't believe that you're thinking about not doing a song.
I am a terrible singer. I don't belong in karaoke. Hector, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Here Without You by Three Doors Down.
Let me hear it. Sing it.
It's I don't know word for word, but when it does come on, I can sing it.
Good.
Well, I mean, you could start with, I hear without
you,
baby.
You're putting me on the spot that you don't want to be on.
Mm-hmm. Just no, okay, my only, whatever.
I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind.
What is it? It's, okay, here we go. 1,000 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face.
Oh, Hector actually likes that song.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell. Yeah, like, he put a little soul into it.
I do. It's a little early, but.
He's like, I haven't had my lemon water yet.
Not going to lie, though. Yeah. Hector, when that song comes on and you start singing it, that's when I'm going to the bar to refill my drink.
Oh, man.
Chris, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Telling Me This by Barry White.
Oh, let's hear it.
Nice.
Girl, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep on talking about leaving me. Yeah, I don't know the rest of what I'm
saying. That's all right, though.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Cause you keep telling me this.
That's the thing is, half the time you don't know what Barry's saying anyways, but he says it in such a great tone that you're like, girl.
Why do people like these old songs and they never refresh them? They still get up there. Like, Elvis is still one of the top songs, like, singers.
You're not refreshing Elvis. You're not refreshing Barry White. It's not happening.
Right.
Katie, how about you? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Sydney Lauper.
Now that's a good one. That's a classic.
Two great choices here, right? Crowd pleasers. The first one is a guy with a voice so deep that nobody understands whether or not you know the words or not. And now you've got the one that gets every girl up in the room.
Yeah.
Smart. Smart choices.
Let's sing it.
All right. Girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. That's all they really want.
I always feel like that one gets all the girls up, all the women up to dance, and also Like a Virgin. Mm-hmm. But that Like a Virgin also requires being very dramatic. I use a lot of big hand motions.
Like a Virgin gets me up, too.
Okay.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case, now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.